Newtown, Connecticut is a small town nestled in Fairfield County. It is home to roughly 27,000 people. Its main street, Churchill Road, winds through the town center past restaurants and shops and colonial-style homes draped in Christmas decorations. Locals say it's a community where everyone knows each other. After the school shooting, the small picture book Connecticut town wonders how it will pick up the pieces. It's not only the immediate family of the 26 people whose lives were taken yesterday, but neighbors and friends who now face tasks that no parents ever should. It's people like Glenn Schicker, who lives in the Sandy Hook neighborhood of Newtown, Connecticut. His six-year-old daughter attends Sandy Hook Elementary School. She was not injured, but her best friend is among the 20 children killed. Here now is Glenn Schicker's story, as told to WNYC's Yasmin Khan, starting when he first learned that there had been a shooting at his little girl's school.
Well, the first thing I think about is, I hope my daughter's okay. And not having any idea, and driving home. And then as I was driving home, I was being passed by strings of ambulance and state police and coming from every different direction, from all the local, all the towns in the area. And that's when it really hit me. That's when I cried for the first time.
His six-year-old girl escaped unharmed and so far appears to be untroubled by the horrific crime.
She's not fully aware of what has happened at this point. She doesn't know. She knows that there was a bad person in her school and making trouble, and that she was escorted out to keep the kids safe, but she has no idea yet of the scope of what happened. She heard shots, which she just thought, she said was banging like a hammer. And screaming, and the loudspeaker when they whispered to get the kids into cubbies and closets and whatever else.
His family, though, was not untouched by the tragedy. His daughter's best friend was among the 20 children killed. He sought counseling at Reed Intermediate School this morning, hoping to make sense of a situation that defies comprehension.
She lost her best friend. She lost her best friend yesterday. A sweet little girl who's like a daughter to us as well. And I came here to talk to some counselors to figure out how my wife and I can talk to her about it this morning. This is what I'm going to go home and do right now, I think. And how to be there for each other and for her family.
But accompanying overwhelming sadness and grief, there is anger at a gunman's brutal and selfish act.
This man, this situation, is taking my daughter's innocence without our choice. Makes me extremely angry.
The struggle now for Glenn Schicker and the entire Newtown community is how to draw strength from each other and the compassion that is pouring in from around the world.
People shouldn't live in fear because of something like this. And they should appreciate the privilege they have of being parents and friends.
It's Glenn Schicker of Newtown, Connecticut, who shared his story today with WNYC's Yasmin Khan.